Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Lowe's December deal drops are here, just in time to give your home some love before holiday hosting. This week, get up to 35% off select major appliances. And members, save an additional $60 on a Maytag top load laundry pair, now just $9.96. Plus, save up to $20 on select Moen kitchen and bathroom faucets. Shop December deal drops all month long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Data and AI with Mukundan. I'm your host Mukundan Sankar, and today we're going to talk deep about a topic that's very close to my heart, something that could completely change how we share our work as data analysts, data scientists, or machine learning professionals. So we're going to be talking about automating the creation of engaging, animated, and even beautifully designed presentations that are straight from your Jupyter notebooks. And we use AI for this, right? This is not just about saving time. This is about telling better stories with your data. And more importantly, this is about making your work shine in interviews. And even in team reviews, it could be even if you want to do a public talk, right? So let's just dive right in. So here's the problem that we all faced early on, and this is something I've personally faced. I'm hoping if this is something that you faced as well, then you know this is something that can work for you, right? So I want to take you back to when I was just starting out in the data science and analytics field. Like many of you, I was building all kinds of projects in Jupyter notebooks. You know, when you first started out, you're probably thinking like what kind of projects would stick, what would get you hired. So I was doing, as most of my peers were, and I'm sure maybe you probably, you know, relate to this, trying to see what kind of projects, maybe on Kaggle.com or could be some, you know, government websites. You're trying to find data sets to work with. And then you analyze this data set in Jupyter Notebooks, right? And it could be something like a customer churn model that you're trying to build, or time series forecasting. So these were some of the models that I was trying to build. So I had the code, the insights, even the charts. Right, even the graphs, that all of those were ready, but something still was not adding up, right? Something was still missing. And when it came time to share that work, whether in an interview or with a stakeholder, I struggled, because the notebook that I had built, it wasn't just built for storytelling. It was great for exploration, you know, the exploratory analysis, great for iteration, all the machine learning tasks, data visualization. But for someone unfamiliar with the analysis, well, it was overwhelming, right? All they saw was just code, maybe a chart or two, but if they had scrolled enough. But there was no flow as such, no explanation. And no guidance. But so I started creating these slides manually, copying markdown, exporting charts, rewriting speaker notes, and it was just a nightmare. I'm sure you know that feeling, especially if you worked in this. That's when I thought, what if I could just upload my notebook and get some well-structured presentation with slides, with speaker notes and visuals, well, instantly, right? And so that brings me to the vision of my app. So that's the idea behind this app that I built here. It's a Streamlit app. Again, a Streamlit is a Python-based library, something that I use time and again for my projects. And you can view some of my other episodes, where some of my recent episodes, actually, they all talk about me using Streamlit library. It's like a front-end Python-based library. If you don't know how to use JavaScript, which I don't, so Streamlit is like Python-based, so that makes it very easy to use, right? So it's a Streamlit app where you upload a Jupyter notebook, and it does all the heavy lifting for you. And here's what it gives you. It gives you like a PowerPoint file with slides, and each slide has a clean title, AI generated content as well, and it gives you bullet points. So the main aim is also to give you some speaker notes which can guide the way you speak, to guide your narration, right? And now the big one. It gives you AI generated visual diagrams like flowcharts, process trees, and conceptual graphics. So, well, instead of opening PowerPoint and starting from a blank canvas, you now get like 70 to 80% of your slide deck already done, all from just your notebook, right? You still tweak it, of course, and add your own polish, but the structure is there. The story is there. The visuals are there. And sometimes it may not even give you visuals, but I think the idea is at least it'll give you ideas to generate those visuals. And that's just as important, because you can create those visuals, but you don't know what exactly to create. And that's where you can save a lot of time by just knowing what to create, right? And you're just like replicating what's being asked for you, right? So let's break down the tech in this app. So let's talk about what's really under the hood. First, we use NB format library to parse the uploaded notebook. We extract the markdown cells and look for any charts that were generated using Matplotlib or Plotly. Then we feed those markdown cells into GPT-4, and here's where the magic starts. GPT then gives us a slide title, 2 to 3 bullet points for that slide, and speaker notes. And oh, and of course, this is the cool part, a textual description of the diagram. So what I mentioned was, you know, there could be times when it gives the diagram, but it also can give you a textual description of what you want to create, right? So then we take that diagram description and we feed it to a GraphViz library or another visual rendering library to actually create that diagram. So you have this textual description now, but you also want to create it. And that's when you can use GraphViz library or any other visual rendering library, like I mentioned, to actually go ahead and create the diagram and not just suggest it, right? Suggesting, yeah, you know, everybody has an opinion. What I think is really helpful here is that you are getting ideas and you're also able to create it using these libraries. So, yeah, and of course, it can handle flowcharts, decision trees, linear pipelines, and I'm experimenting with more smart art style visuals. You know what smart art is, right? It's the one in PowerPoint. You get these amazing ideas to recreate, to create diagrams from whatever text you have. So something like, I give you process flow diagrams, idea how to use a process flow in PowerPoint. So that's something you can explore as well. But this is something that I'm exploring to use as a next step in this app. So then also used Python PPTX library to stitch everything together into a .pptx presentation. So Python PPTX, like Python hyphen PPTX, it helps to convert to a PPTX presentation, right? With slides, content, images, and speaker notes. And it's all done in Python. Now, why does this matter? You might be thinking, okay, cool. Cool project, right? Well, what does this actually change? Here's the thing. Presentation is leverage. You might have the best model, the cleanest data pipeline, or even the sharpest insights. But if you can't communicate that clearly, you lose opportunities. In interviews, in team meetings. So let's say you go into these team meetings unprepared. You have the cleanest data pipeline, everything. You have solved the solution in your head. But if you don't present those correctly, what's the use? You're going into a client demo. Your ability to explain what you did, how you did it, and why it matters is really everything. That's how you can close deals. If you're not involved in that, how do you satisfy your client? Because if you're not able to explain what you did, they're not going to be happy with you / re-sign with you, right? And this app is about reducing that friction. It gives you a strong foundation to build from, like a head start. And even more, it brings storytelling into your workflow. It encourages you to think about the narrative while you're still in the Jupyter notebook. That's great, right? So let's look at some real world use cases of how you can end up using this. So let's just say you're a student who's working on a Kaggle project. So that's something I mentioned at the beginning. Maybe you're just starting out in your journey, trying to figure out what to do, right? And you're a student finding some cool data sets to work with. So Kaggle data set, you get, you use this Kaggle data set to analyze what you're trying to do, or analyze the data set, and produce some results. But now you are able to turn your notebook into a job interview ready presentation. And another use case could be a data analyst who can prepare stakeholder presentations faster without copy pasting plots all day, right? And a machine learning engineer can generate internal tech talks explaining their model pipeline using real diagrams that you get out of this. So those are some real examples real world examples which are applicable for this, right? Like, this is how it can be used in the real world. So like I already gave you like an indication of where I want to take this app. So I just want to talk about that. What are the future plans for this? So I am not stopping here, and I hope you are not as well. I hope you're trying to use this with me. A link to the blog I've already written, which has the full code, will be pasted in the show notes. And here's what I'm building next. Like, support for more diagram types like mind maps, Venn diagrams, org charts, organization charts, right? And connecting with napkin.ai or DiagramGPT for more rich illustrations. Integrating with Google Slides so you don't even need PowerPoint. And editable slide themes, layout presets. Also trying to add voice narration generation for each slide. It's like a voiceover. And if you're listening and want to contribute, let's collaborate, right? Like, this project is open source. I mean, you'll have access to this, the code. The code will be very easy for you. And if you're able to build something cool with it, which I wasn't able to, just let me know. It'd be great for us to collaborate. I'm really excited for where this is going, and there's a lot of interesting opportunities here. So to wrap it up, this isn't just about automating slide creation. This is about making it easier for all of us to share our value, to share the value of the work that we're doing. So if you're a data scientist, a data analyst, an ML engineer, or even a student, you're just starting out in the AI space, right? If you're ever felt like, you know, you're stuck here explaining your project, this tool is for you. And you can find the code, like I mentioned, in the blog post, which will be in the show notes. The Streamlit app screenshots you will see in that blog post as well. And there's a full walkthrough in that blog post. So I'd love to hear how you use it or what features you want next. So just feel free to comment on that. You can reach me on the same blog post. It'll be like a Medium blog post. If you don't have a Medium account, you'll also get this on Substack. Substack is free, and you don't need a paid membership for that. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, just keep building, keep sharing, and let your work speak.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.